StoreYourHealthNow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, can you believe it? We're back. We're here. We're rocking. We're healthy and alive. The Robert Scott Bell Show on the air the next couple of hours here on GCN and all over planet Earth and all the many affiliates that carry the program every Sunday. Thank you for being here. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty. The number 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of the show. How about some positively false birth of a heresy? We're going to be talking with Joan Shenton and also my good friend Liam Sheff, investigative journalists both. A new documentary film we're going to be reviewing as well. The AIDS, AZT, the entire scam of, HIV causation of AIDS. We've got to cover more of that. So if you know anybody, we've been doing this on my weekday show. The fact that the tests themselves are so filled with holes and falsehoods that they test positive for just about anything and everything they want you to be testing positive for. So if you are an inner-city poor person of a minority descent of some kind and you test positive, it will always be considered positive. But you are, you know, white, middle-class, upper-middle-class, you know, from the suburbs, they'll have the same positive test determined to be a false positive. These are the kind of things and more we'll be covering on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Also, the raw milk freedom ride. Did you hear about the moms to the rescue? The new generation of Paul Revere's are moms, homeschool moms, moms that care about their kids. Where are the warrior dads? We'll see if we've got them as well. But, yeah, the Raw Milk Freedom Ride is coming up November 1st. That's Tuesday. Riding in from Pennsylvania, crossing state lines with raw milk intended for human consumption. On the way down, the FDA has been notified. On the way down to the FDA to drink that milk right on the steps of the FDA. The Robert Scott Bell Show will be there covering it and broadcasting live. You've got to check it out, robertscottbell.com and naturalnewsradio.com to be plugged into the shocking revelations coming from the people, we the people, rising up, the moms. The moms shall lead us. As I said, Joan Shenton will be joining us momentarily from England, as well as we'll get Liam Sheff up on the board. Also, Mike Adams, a health ranger, plans to join me to talk more about the Raw Milk Freedom Ride a little later in the program. In addition to that, I will ask him about the Adya Clarity. Have you heard about this? The FDA didn't do a thing about it. The strange supplement being imported from the mines surrounding Fukushima, Japan, with high levels of aluminum sulfate, sulfuric acid, and a whole list of other things. You'd be like, what are people doing? The FDA did nothing. But look, Mike Adams, Natural News, writes about it, and suddenly they're going to change their label, and it's an amazing evidence that the freedom of the people and the free market and a free press, a genuinely free press, can call in to the carpet any manufacturer who would dare to violate standards of truth in labeling and to put out on the market a product that is not fit for human consumption, that is being indicated for human consumption. We do not need an FDA to do that. We don't. We can do the job right here. Let the freedom of the First Amendment flow its way out to the people, to we the people. Now, a documentary film, I've talked about this on the air before, Positively False, Birth of a Heresy. Joan Shenton. Do we have Joan on the line, Tom? Can we get her up? You tell me if she's there still. Joan, welcome back.
Hello, Robert.
So nice to have you back on board live on the air all the way from England.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
Well, you've been doing such great work for so many years, and we should have Liam Sheff up with us in a while, too. But for now, your investigations and your documentary films, a lot of things appearing over the years on the BBC, really quite amazing that this story is still even needing to be covered with all of the, you know, all of the atrocities exhibited or, let's say, visited upon those who have been claimed to be HIV positive over many years.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Actually, what happened was that last summer there was a conference in Vienna for AIDS dissidents when, during the same time as the World AIDS Conference, that was in June last year. And Christian Fiala, Dr. Christian Fiala, a very well-known and highly regarded obstetrician and gynecologist who works in Vienna, he organized the conference. And at the end of it, I had taken a few clips, you know, over the 25 years that we've been making films about this subject and put them together and done a kind of history of the AIDS dissident movement, looking back over 25 years. And he said at the end, why don't you do a documentary? And I was a bit taken aback because the thought of it terrified me, to be honest. And in fact, we started work in December last year. The co-producer is Andy Rees of Yellow Productions and Meditel, which was my little company. We got going on digitizing 60 hours of material from all sorts of different sources. It was high 8, it was mini DV, it was 1 inch, and it was, what else was it? DV. I mean,
well, all the different formats, all brought into under one, and there's, you know, whole historical documentation that has never been brought together to reveal even more, like what House of Numbers has done, but even in a broader context.
Yeah, well, House of Numbers, of course, was a huge inspiration to me because I realized that Brent Leung had actually, if he'd managed it, and he traveled the world doing his, and it's really a very powerful documentary, I thought, well, I'd better do this with all this material before I disappear, because so I threaded it together. I started writing on a plane on the runway in Heathrow when we were not able to fly. I was going to go and see my family in Perth, Western Australia, and the pilot said we couldn't leave because of the snow. So I just started writing. We were there 6 hours on the runway, and we were then sent home, and I couldn't go for 10 days. And I hid at home for those 10 days, which was right through Christmas, and started it off, because these things can be very daunting, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really, we're coming up against the entire old media complex, one that has suppressed information, you know, that you have gotten out despite that Liam Sheff has written about extensively over the years as well. And we continue to voice here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in our 6 days a week broadcast now. We've been able to cover things. And we do an end around the old media. I mean, many people would say, oh, if they would only cover it, if they would only, you know, but listen, we can't wait around for that. You know, hell will freeze over by that time.
Well, yes, because I remember you did an interview with Celia and me and various other people all those years ago at the New York Rethinking AIDS Conference.
Yes.
And you've been amazing. You've been at it for so long and good because, you know something, it was totally incredible to be in Lucerne at the Lucerne International Film Festival last week. Never dreaming that we would be selected with such a hard topic. And we got selected for the Lucerne, and we went, Andy and I went, and we were nominated for Best Documentary, which was really thrilling. We went to the gala night, and we didn't win, but we came third.
Yeah, and not only that you were selected was stunning, much like House of Numbers gaining accolades, and you know, usually they try to suppress this kind of thing, but you got special mention as well and were up for the, you know, the main prize. I mean, things are changing. There's, you know, I'm not here that we're yelling into the wind and hoping that something happened. Things are indeed happening. People are questioning like never before this whole issue of HIV causation.
This is true, and the younger generation are much more open to it. Not that they really think very much about the subject, but when they are asked to address it, they're very open about it, you know.
Mm. Do we have Liam Sheff up on the board there?
I'm here, and forgive me if it's a thready connection, but I'm hearing everything you're saying.
Hi, Liam.
Hey, Joan.
Great. Oh, I've lost you now.
I'm here. I can hear you, Joan. Robert, you...
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Liam, talk to me, please.
Yeah, sure. I was listening to what you were saying about the difficulty, and there's been a difficulty certainly in presenting the information, mostly mm-hmm. because the media has had no interest in presenting the information to the public. So when I started doing this journalism about 10 years ago, I was naive enough to think that if you told the truth, right, if you had the witnesses and evidence and doctors and patients and drug inserts and all of this stuff, all you had to do was simply present it to the public, and they would come and say, oh, I didn't know that. We should consider that. How wrong was I, and what did you find when you were producing these great documentaries for...
I was absolutely flabbergasted because we had made some documentaries about pharmaceutical drugs that were dangerous, you know, and that were no longer needed. And we'd always, in a sense, reported these issues to our drug monitoring organizations like your FDA. And these drug companies had withdrawn drugs like clioquinol, which was then in enterovioform, and strangely dangerous painkillers that shouldn't be around with dipyrone in them. And it was always, yes, this is amazing, they will be withdrawn. And this was just completely different. It was like saying God doesn't exist to a religious fundamentalist.
You bet. And let me come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hopefully Robert Scott Bell will be with us. We'll continue talking with Joan Shenton. This is Liam Schaff talking about AIDS.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, Robert Scott Bell back rocking the health world with my good friends Liam Sheff and Joan Shenton. Positively False, Birth of a Heresy is the film, and I've got it linked to positivelyfalsemovie.com, positivelyfalsemovie.com. There's also immunity.org.uk, and you'll see all of the links up at robertscottbell.com. Continuing the conversation with you guys. Hey, Liam, rock and roll. You took us to break beautifully.
I've had great instruction.
Yeah, you are a pro. Thank you for that. By the way, and Joan, it's great to have you back on board. And, you know, the idea of dissidence within the scientific realm, it's not new. It's happened, you know, in a lot of recorded history where we go to Galileo or otherwise, or whether we go to Ignaz Semmelweis, who says, wash your hands after cutting the cadavers to deliver babies. These are the kind of things that have been defended. And, you know, the people that have dared to go against the religious orthodoxy of modern medicine at the time have always been ostracized or worse, and it still is happening even today.
It is. The problem here in England is, or the UK as I should say, is that in the past, if we did a very powerful investigative documentary, as I was saying earlier to Liam, you could take the evidence to the monitoring agencies and they would take it in, because in those days they were funded by the government. Not that that is always a perfect solution, but nowadays they're funded by the very drug companies themselves. So when I took all the evidence about AZT that we'd gathered over 3 years to the Medicines Control Agency, as it was then called, they just said, thank you very much, goodbye. But because it's not in their interest to be attacked by the press when all their funding is from their members, and all their members are the pharmaceutical industry, and I wasn't a member.
Oh, yeah. Membership does have its privileges, but I think it strikes harshly on the soul, so to speak, as you have to sell out your humanity to be part of it. Liam, again, you've been attacked viciously in your investigative journalist history. You know firsthand.
I was. Thank you for bringing that up and rubbing. No, it's remain. I'm continually attacked viciously. In fact,
we're losing your good link there through the web as well. Go ahead and disconnect, Liam, and try to reconnect. We'll continue on with Joan in the moment and get that better online. Joan, the idea that we can speak truthfully and freely in an open society, a society that welcomes questioning of dogma, in a sense, scientifically, we would think that would be a reasonable thing to ask, but it seemingly is not even now today discussable in the open media.
Well, yes, it's Liam was about to describe obviously an incident or something that he had. I can remember we, after AZT calls for concern, were taken to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission by an AIDS organization called the Terence Higgins Trust, and by several people and individuals who later we discovered were on AZT. And we were found guilty of being unfair in our treatment of the subject of AIDS.
Okay.
At the Broadcasting Complaints Commission, and a huge kind of a huge this had to be publicized by Channel 4. It didn't do us any good. And, that was a very, very unpleasant situation, because we thought we had some really important evidence to put forward, and we did. And the editor of Dispatches, Channel 4, who commissioned us, he went into the commission and came out and said, it's like winning a football match 9-0 and being told you've lost.
Incredible. Liam is back with us. Liam, thanks for bearing with the internet scrubs that we have to do from time to time.
Yeah, right. What Joan is saying is true. It doesn't matter how much data you have. There's the church, and the Church of AIDS, of AZT, and the Church of AIDS says that nothing ever must be said against the church. And this is the same as, of course, the medieval Christian church. There's really no difference in structure.
You know, it's an amazing thing to consider, and a lot of people have not been exposed, if they follow the old media, to recognize that there is an orthodoxy within a lot of the, let's say, religious or cult-like dogma within the Church of cancer or any of the neurological diseases. Any of these things have their limiting strictures and dogma that if you question them, suddenly, you know, for instance, we bring up the issue of toxicology, that the people with immune deficiencies around the world share some level of toxic influx, and if we share the concept or context of nutritional deficiencies around the world, immune deficiencies and any number of diseases linked to deficiencies of many different nutrients, and we go into sanitation, hygiene, etc. Now you're basically busting up the drug everything that moves paradigm of that church.
The mainstream here gets literally tens of millions of dollars to run studies with drugs which have already failed. The drugs are already failures. They rerun the studies. But if you come along as a journalist and say, well, you killed 100,000 people, is it okay now? Can we now verify or validate that it was correct? They offer no apologies. The John P. Moores of the world at Weill Cornell Medical Center, who's received in tens of millions of to do studies with poor Africans, and the idea is to give them drugs when they're not sick, to put drugs on them while they're having sex. I'm not joking. When you encounter somebody like this, you think they should be accountable, but they are immune to criticism, and they hide. They then get the place right in front of the footlights in the theater. They go to the New York Times, and they get to write editorials. They're not even checked. There's no fact-checking when you're in the AIDS mainstream. When you're a journalist like Joan, and you dot your I's and cross your T's, and make the little curly Q things on your Q's, and it's all in order, and you've got all of the validating information. These guys, who don't have anything checked, who are worshipped by the idiot press, the New York Times, for example, the pharmaceutical press, get to rain all over your parade in public and call you terrible names. Well, this, fortunately, has been changing, but this is what Joan has been up against.
Yeah, it continues even to this day, Joan, does it not?
Yes, it's true. It just is amazing. There was going to be a screening in London of Brent's film, House of Numbers, last year, and it was all set up by the Spectator magazine. And then, of course, at the last minute, it was cancelled. So you can't rely on anything. I can remember when my book came out, I was invited onto two very prestigious, you know, book shows on the BBC. And I was so excited, and the researcher rang and said, okay, now tell me who I should ask to come on against you.
Yes.
So I said, you're going to find a terrible problem finding somebody.
Yeah, well, hold on, Joan. We got to take a break here. More with Joan Shenton and Liam Sheff, investigative journalist on the issue. Positively False, Birth of a Heresy is a documentary film. We're talking about causation of immune deficiency, that's called AIDS. We've got that and more coming up on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio here, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Willing to go where the truth takes them, here's Robert.
More than anywhere else in media, over the many years I've been in broadcast media, we've been covering the AIDS controversy about the claim, as the pharmaceutical industrial, medical industrial complex had, that there is a retrovirus seemingly invincible and, stealth and invisible that would kill everybody. Of course, it never turned out that way, and it turned out that even the medical community had to admit that the initial phases, certainly during the 90s, the AZT was the prime reason that people so-called diagnosed as having AIDS or HIV had died due to pharmaceutical interventions. This is not new, except they tried to portray it as something that was new and different. But we come back to the principles like the law of the terrain and understand that the whole idea that a retrovirus could indiscriminately or discriminately, whatever, know what your sexual orientation is, how much money you make, what, where you live, what continent or not. I mean, it's absurd on so many levels, but we have a lot to do still to overcome it all these years later. Joan Shenton is helping us do that with her documentary film on the subject matter. And of course, Liam Sheff has been writing about it for years, my dear friend, both investigative journalists. And, Joan, we were talking a little bit about the break as far as where we wanted to go in talking about the things that are unmentionable in the old media.
Yes. In fact, I was talking to Liam in the break about several things, but I am reminded now of something that's important to say, because it links to what you just said about the test. We did a small study ourselves for Channel 4 some years back now, and we must have taken 42 samples of blood from people with varying conditions, and we got 19 anomalies on our test. Now, I'm not going to go into the detail about how we did it, but we blinded the test and we went through London University and Surrey University and blah. It was all above board, and we got 19 anomalies, including, for example, in a set of people with high proteins in their blood, IgG and IgM, with no AIDS-defining conditions, we got a dead cert positive in the five that we had that were like that. So one in five we discovered had tested positive with no AIDS-defining conditions. They just had high proteins in their blood. So, you know, all this evidence is never really studied or published.
Yeah, in addition, the whole idea that this was a sexually transmitted disease never even panned out either, because globally, the worldwide so-called prostitute community was not getting AIDS, is still not getting AIDS, or the so-called HIV.
Of course not. I may have said this before, but there was a study at St. Mary's Hospital just round the corner from me here in London of 250 prostitutes over 5 years. And at the end of 5 years, they found only three positive ones, and all three were intravenous drug users. Two of them were in good health, and one was in bad health. So they stopped funding the study.
They just stopped there.
Yeah, because they said there's not enough evidence to show that the person, it was being funded by by the foundation of a large supermarket chain.
What, like Waitrose or something?
Like that, but I think it was Sainsbury's. I can't remember the exact name of the one. Yeah, and they just stopped giving the money because they said, well, there's no point.
Oh, my goodness. Now, your documentary film, Positively False, Birth of a Heresy, is this only available by online? How do we see it here in the States? Because a lot of my listeners here in the United States would want to see this documentary film. Will there be showings? Can people buy it? What's the status?
Actually, I'm sorry to say at the moment, Robert, it's not available. It will be, but we are doing the circuit of festivals, and until we've done that, which can take up to 9 months, festivals don't like you to make it all available on DVD.
Okay.
Eventually, it will be available, no doubt, but not immediately.
All right, so when we come back from this break, we'll do one more segment here with Joan Shenton. We'll see if we can bring Liam up, but we're having problems with the audio there. But that's it. Live radio, that's what we do here, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rock that health world globally as well. And I appreciate you being here, Joan. Stay with me another segment. And robertscottbell.com for all of the links to today's news, the way you should read it. We're going to be right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, next hour, we're going to be talking with Mike Adams, the health ranger, not only about the raw milk freedom ride to the FDA, but also about that Adjuclarity, that strange dietary supplement that has been promoted by some online purveyors. And we'll play the role of watchdogs here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're not going to defend bad supplements, not here, any more than we defend bad science, which is all about the age industry. Rife with bad science or no science at all. Joan Shenton continues on one more segment here. Positively False, Birth of a Heresy is a new documentary film. We've got it linked up at positivelyfalsemovie.com. Joan, are you finding, though, as we are here, more people outside of the orthodoxy open and receptive to these messages and this information?
Yes, I am. I'm finding it, although young medical students are very hostile still, because you see the textbooks, all of them now just say categorically that this is the situation, that HIV causes AIDS. And there is absolutely no question about it. So it's quite hard to argue with that group of the younger generation. But with others and with older people now, you can talk about it and they don't sort of rise in shock and horror.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of problems with the belief system surrounding HIV causing AIDS, because at the early stages it was going to kill you in a year or two or five, mm-hmm. and it went to 10 and 15 and 20, and then you started having the problem of all these people who had been given HIV positive tests that were alive 20, 25, almost 30 years later, not on any drugs, and yes. they've had to pretend those people don't exist.
Well, you see, that is really interesting, and I would love it if you could gather some of those people together through your radio program, because I had wanted to feature at the end of the film, and it's a gallery of what I used to call long-term survivors. But on Facebook, we started quite a good discussion about it, because Brian Carter said you shouldn't use long-term survivor. It would be better. And then we thought of long-term non-progressive, but that's the term used by the orthodoxy. And then survivors and thrivers came out. But it's very difficult to gather information about them, because some people have, of course, taken the drugs for short periods of time and maybe been helped by them. After all, some of the protease inhibitors, for short periods of time, have qualities of they're antimicrobial, antimycotic, antibiotic, anti-inflammatory, and antiseptic. So, you know, it could do you a lot of good if you take them for a short period of time. But the thing is, giving them for lifelong therapy in the way that no cancer treatment would ever be given, because the virus is going to get you if you stop taking them for a day, is what creates the most terrible side effects in some people. And you probably know more about it than I do, but, you know, what they call Crick's belly and sort of amassing of fat, camel's hump,
yeah,
I think,
the
on the shoulders.
Tissue. Yeah, you've got serious drug toxicity issues, and you know, we cover this in every ailment and every disease. I've got some more stories about that in the coming hour. You know, this is something that is not going away. It's only becoming more and more obvious. You know, Liam writes, in people with AIDS, drugs die. People with HIV positive and no drugs live. What did AZT do to the death rate from 10,000 to 50,000 per year? Protease inhibitors, I mean, you know, you talk about taking them for short bursts, but eventually they become very toxic as well, as with all of these medicines. Yeah, you can say, oh, I'll do a study for 2 weeks, and you'll say, oh, look, things are going well. If you go for 2 months or 2 years, and you realize how toxic it is.
That's true. That's true. And, I mean, I really don't know what the best thing is in those situations, whether a short burst is going to be helpful or not. That would need to be more carefully studied.
Well, you know, nobody is suffering on planet Earth from a toxic, let's say, FDA here in the U.S. Approved drug deficiency, right? None of these are essential elements, essential nutrients. And, of course, we look at the body differently as a homeopath. I mean, I'm working from a different starting point than these drug doctors that don't recognize toxicology as a prime cause of any kind of, you know, deficiency, supplemental, immune, or otherwise. So we have a crisis of a starting point of a fundamental religious church or dogma that is based on these synthetic chemicals. And all we need to do is find the right combination of them to kill the bad guy that we can't find, that we can't prove exists, and that we can't test for.
Very well said. Yeah.
Yeah. How does HIV cause AIDS? Liam writes, destroys T cells. No, it doesn't destroy, but stimulated the immune system. No, it's a Trojan horse. And like the other particles in the body, there's no theory for how any one of the particular causes cause AIDS. But we know how immune deficiency occurs. Joan Shenton, bless you, my lovely lady. Yeah, you are so wonderful for all that you do.
Thank you, Robert. So are you.
Oh, well, thanks. We'd love to have you back on soon. And as this thing breaks open with a movie available everywhere, we'll bring it back online here. So thank you again, Joan Shenton. Thank you again, Liam Sheff. We got lots more healing to do. Stand by. Coming right back with more of it after this.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
We're talking about nutrition as opposed to drugging you for getting you well, wherever, whatever condition you got. And shock of all shocks, look what this story pops up. Officials admit link between nutrition and health. No, say it isn't so. Oh, the drug industry, they're going to have to stifle this one, right? They awarded $6 million, a $6 million contract. Where's the $6 million man when you need him? This story linked up through naturalnews.com. I've got it at robertscottbell.com. Soldiers in the American military are apparently not performing to their full potential. This has prompted the federal government to award a $6 million contract to the Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to study how to improve the quality and nutritional value of military food. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Kick out the diabetics. No, not the diabetics, the dietetics. Right? The Dietetics Association? The American Dietetics Association, the lapdog of the American Medical Association, who believes that synthetic nutrients or aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, a.k.a. NutraPoison or AminoSweet, is actually a better way to go than real sugar. And, of course, real sugar is not supposed to be refined sugar devoid of all the minerals. How long did it take them to figure out that nutrition matters? And did they finally realize in this case that the troops do not suffer from drug and vaccine deficiencies? I mean, our troops are harmed not so much by terrorists, although we keep losing people in Iraq and Afghanistan without end. You know, they say, well, we're pulling the troops out of Iraq finally. Of course, we're going to leave how many private contractors at the taxpayer expense? How many of those are going to be still there? But in this case, we've got the troops that are basically being pumped up with drugs and vaccines, which are depleting their trace minerals, their defense mechanisms, and they are completely inflamed. So that whether they get hit by an improvised explosive device, IED, or whether they get hit by bullets from so-called terrorists or people that don't like us there, the assault is happening first from our own Department of Defense, which has adopted the pharmaceutical industrial complex's party line. Of if we could just find the right synthetic group of molecules, we can turn them into super soldiers. I mean, how many science fiction shows, movies, have come about by the use of, whether it be Spider-Man and the Green Goblin, or who knows, these super soldiers, bionic soldiers? I mean, it's always about artificiality. It's about destroying humanity in the guise of turning humans into robots. And this could be done chemically as well. It's known with the scientific tests conducted by our own government. I'm sure the Soviet Union, when they were around, did it as well. How much can we push the envelope with synthetic chemistry and expect these troops to function as humans? They come back and they're, destroyed by post-traumatic stress disorder, which includes, by all means, the assault of the pharmaceutical industrial complex on these people. And they come back and they can't get work. As if, what were they qualified to do by going over to kill people and break things? They come back and it's like, well, we don't have a domestic, maybe they become police officers, but I'm seeing some really interesting things happen with some of these troops and Marines returning home and standing in protection and defense of the Americans that are protesting on Wall Street or elsewhere from the brutality of the police state who criminalizes freedom of speech in this way. You might not like what they think or believe or say, but to have a police state assault Americans simply for occupying, as they say, Wall Street? And they may not understand what we understand here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that Wall Street isn't truly at fault. They are simply, and they're not victims in the same sense either. But unless we go back to the heart of the matter, which is the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the Federal Reserve System, we are, you know, arguing about or debating about how many angels are dancing on the head of a pin, you know, without end. And we'll get nowhere. And we'll continue to victimize not only our troops, but the people that have to come back when they come back and support them. And then we got the U.S. is weighing support for this United Nations treaty that could force dentists to change the materials used in fillings. Remember, I covered this on my daily show through Natural News Radio. You can see the links through at robertscottbell.com. But yes, there's a treaty that says going to ban the use of mercury, medical uses of mercury, whether it be in preserving vaccines or whether it be in the guise of a dental amalgam, a tooth filling. And I always find it absurd and it's sad that these the old media in support of the FDA, because the FDA is all about treaties to restrict dietary supplements, right? It's funny how the old media supports and lauds treaties when the result of such a treaty would constrict access to dietary supplements. But when a treaty would eliminate the second most toxic metal known to man from medical practice, the press decries government overregulation. Isn't this weird? Oh, well, yes, the government could be in your mouth soon because it's going to, you know, by treaty, stop you from, or the dentist from using mercury in your mouth. Right? It's all about, well, it's a good thing that we have mercury in your teeth, and now a treaty says you can't have it, and now they're complaining about government overreach? Is that bizarre? Getting mercury out of the mouths of babes? Also, cancer screening. Right? Cancer screening. We cover that. I've argued here that cancer screening is a very dangerous thing. And they say, well, Robert, they got to detect this stuff earlier. That's how we're going to protect ourselves. No, it turns out that cancer screening leads to more harmful interventions that may cause the same thing they're trying to detect, like in mammograms, mammography. Talk about the old web vans being converted to mammography vans or coming out to nuclear radiate your breast, ladies, please. If you see one of these web vans or mammogram vans, run. Hide your moms, hide your grandma, hide your daughters. Because they're coming to radiate your breast tissue, which causes cancer. And damages it through compression in these mammogram techniques. But even thermography, which I would highly support far greater than any mammogram, is problematic because the doctors who conduct this, if they're not holistically trained, might see something and then say, hey, we got to get in there with some aggressive preventive procedures, right? We're going to cut out your breasts or something, or cut them off completely. So it turns out early detection leads to horrific interventions that create the same problems or maybe even worse problems. We have got to look to dismantle not so much church and state, but medicine and state, because the monopoly of medicine, due to state sanctioning, state endorsing, if you will, the world religion, is creating the very problems that they're pretending to prevent and to protect us from. But you won't hear this in the old media, only here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and through Natural News. Speaking of which, Mike Adams, the health ranger, is going to join us next hour. We're going to talk about the raw milk freedom ride. Also, how the private media, the First Amendment, will literally do what the FDA will not do. We're going to find out about that and more next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.